Well, hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 24th of October, 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. I, for one, I can tell you now, I probably say this every week though, looking forward to the weekend. Hoping to head down to the allotment. Weather isn't looking great for the weekend, in all honesty, but we said that last week and actually it turned out quite well. Just unfortunately, I had a wedding to go to. But yeah, I'm hoping to get down to the allotment this weekend and also do a bit of gardening here at home. Now, one of the downsides at the moment is, as you know, I always say that we try and visit the allotment on the way home from work. But at the moment, it's just starting to get a little bit dark when I'm on the way home from work. And what with the clocks changing this weekend, they go back an hour, it will be dark by the time I get home from work. Now, this is going to cause a bit of a change in how I work. As you know, I believe in doing little and often. So I work in the garden in the morning and I work in the allotment on the way home from work. And then at the weekend, I give both a good going to over as well. But obviously, with dark evenings, it'll be dark at 5:30. I won't be able to do anything on the allotment for the next couple of months. But what I will say is it gives me a bit more time in the morning in the garden. So I lose a bit on the allotment, but I'll be able to do a bit more in the garden in the morning. Now, I think this is actually quite relevant because my garden here at home, my garden's big enough, don't get me wrong, but the garden is a bit more sheltered, and down on the allotment we still try and grow a bit of food, don't get me wrong, but it's not what I would call the best for growing over winter. So, you know, we're gonna be doing a bit more at home, and it's probably the right thing to do, because the home plot, the garden here at home, does need a bit of attention. It's getting a little bit scrappy and I need to sort a few things out. Now, this means that it's all about spending the right time in the right places. If I do the work now here in the garden, over winter, come spring, it's all ready to look after itself. And I've got a few winter projects that I need to do. Same as on the allotment, there are a few winter projects and things I need to do, but we will be tackling those mostly on the weekend, when the weather is dry, of course. Now, talking of the weekend, as you know, I like to share my plans for the weekend on the hope that it might give you a few ideas of things that you might want to do yourself. And as I said, Saturday, I'm going to go down to the allotment. Because the weather isn't looking great, I am going to be tidying it inside Grandad's greenhouse. It's got a little bit out of hand, so I'm going to cut down all the old foliage and just have a good tidy up in there. There might be the opportunity that I also sow some lettuce in there at the same time, which will be a good thing to do. We do eat quite a bit of lettuce, but just using that greenhouse over winter to grow lettuce might work out well. But I'm not going to rely on it because the greenhouse does get hit with a lot of wind. Now, if we do get any dry spells, I'm going to just give the potato beds a final dig over. Just make sure there's no potatoes left in there, and then plant out some cabbages. Now, once I've planted the cabbages, I'm going to want to cover these over with some netting. Cover those over with some netting to prevent any birds from eating my cabbages. But they are in my shed somewhere, so I might have to tidy the shed up first in order to find them. We will see. Back at home, it is going to be a case of pruning the summer raspberries, both in the front and back garden, and give those a good tidy up. We've got a few more garlic and onions to plant out as well. Well, they'll be planted in the greenhouse, but also we might plant some they'll be planted in the beds here at home. But I'm also starting some off in root drainers in the greenhouse. That's my alarm clock telling me it's time for bed. In root drainers here at home in order to give them a bit of a head start before they go down to the allotment. Basically, I get all the onions and garlic in the bed here at home, and then any leftover will go down to the allotment once the bed here at home is full. That's my general plan anyway. Also going to be sowing some more broad beans and peas. I mentioned about this the other day, just making sure we've got plenty of those so that they are good to go. And lately, I've also been cleaning out my greenhouse here at home, and I'm just going to continue with doing that. Basically, give everything good washout. I've been removing the soil from the beds and then laying down some gravel, and that works really well, I've got to say. I've got to remove the, what have I got in there, a water butt full of water and my potting bench in order to lay down gravel in the next area, but that won't take too long, to be honest with you. And then once I've done that, once the gravel's laid down, I've got a few more plants that are going to need to go in the greenhouse to be protected, particularly my rhubarb or my, these are the young rhubarb that we've grown from seed over the last couple of years. They'd probably be okay outside, but I'm just going to protect them because they're still in pots. I just want them in the greenhouse. Now outside, I've got some brambles that are going to need pruning back, and also I need to clean the chickens out very, very well. If that's not enough, I'm going to have to start clearing out my shed in order to build a new shed, which is going to be one of my winter projects. Something else I've just thought of as well, I've got an electric cable. It was here when I moved in. It basically runs cable from the house down to what I call my workshop, my big shed. And it was tied up and hanging in the air, shall we say, when we moved in. The cable itself is actually too thin cable, so I've got make it bigger at some point, or add a bigger cable, I should say. But what I've noticed is that the strong winds, for some reason, they must have stretched that electric cable. It's now hanging quite low. So I'm going to give that a little bit of attention as well. So, yeah, there's quite a bit to do this weekend just from that. Now, today I have sown, I think this is our last seed for the month as well, the garlic chives. Now, we've all been growing garlic, we've all been growing onions, so I've thrown in garlic chives as our seed, our herb for this month. As you know, I always like to include a herb. And what I'm doing with garlic chives, I love chives anyway, and I love garlic chives in particular. I've sown them just in individual pots, filled up multi-purpose compost, kept them indoors, and just filled them up and sown the seed on top, covered them over with a bit of compost. And then I've just placed those in my heated propagator. Now, they don't necessarily need a heated propagator. I wouldn't sow them outside. I think it's going to be too cold outside for them. But in the greenhouse or in the windowsill will be absolutely fine. In fact, I would say most of these herbs that we sow over winter are perfect to grow on a windowsill because, especially in the kitchen windowsill for us, they are where we need them. So if we need some garlic chives, we can simply get to them. And I've done quite a few pots of these. They're so easy to look after, these. We just leave them to wait until they germinate a couple of weeks, and then we'll just leave them to grow and grow and grow. And then we harvest them as they're required. They really are that easy. They're not going to need any feeding or anything. What I like to do, I sow quite a few pots of these, just a few seeds in each one, and they will all germinate. They will grow. We will harvest them as we need them. But of course, being like a garlic chive, or like most chives, they sort of form like a bulb underneath. And that means that as the seeds grow, they form these bulbs, they split, and they create more bulbs. And they can actually grow. And effectively, they keep coming back year after year after year. And you get more plants in that pot. So that's why I like to do in pots. Secondly, the thing I like to do is come spring, we can actually move them outside, pot them into a bigger pot, move them outside. We get more plants for our buck then, and we get garlic chives or any chives all year round. Now, if you do grow them in a really big pot, eventually what you can do is actually, and they become a bit congested, say, you can split the pot basically, remove the whole plants and the compost out the pot, split them into, say, 3-4, pot them up again, and there you go. You've got 3-4 pots, and they will continue to grow, and they will continue to expand. This is a great thing about chives, is that they do grow and grow and grow. I've got some in my veggie pod that were sown 2-3 years ago, and they're still doing well. They're still actually growing to this day. I don't think the garlic chives, they are standard chives. Now, I did say you don't have to grow these indoors. You can't really grow them outside, but you could grow them outside under some protection, some sort of fleece or something, in order just to raise the temperature up a bit more. Completely up to you what you do, but mine are in pots indoors. Right, that's it for tonight. Hope that's given you plenty of things to think about. We will be back on Sunday. I don't think we're going to have any seeds to sow, but I will come up with something to talk about regardless. So until then, please take care.